It's starting to look like the Keystone Pipeline is going to get congressional approval over the objection of Democrats like Steve Cohen of Tennessee.
This is about Canada shipping oil through America, endangering American lands to supply the Chinese with oil.
He implies we will get nothing out of it. But is that true? Chris Tomlinson, who writes about the oil industry for the Houston Chronicle, says Keystone XL certainly benefits Canada, which can more easily move its oil, but he says that most of that oil will be refined in Texas before it's shipped out.
In fact, in many ways, the refining company that takes the crude and then sells the gasoline and the diesel and the other products profits just as much as the company that takes it out of the ground.
So that money would stay in the U.S. And as for the environmental argument that we have to reduce the use of fossil fuels, he says this has nothing to do with that.
The only thing we're talking about is shifting the way that we deliver it to the Gulf Coast. Right now, it's coming by rail. It's coming by other pipelines. Keystone XL is just taking the oil off the railroads.
And then there's the question of how it would affect the price of gas.
Well, it would certainly bring down the price of gasoline in the United States. I mean, you know, TransCanada is going to deliver that oil to the Gulf Coast one way or another. They've already announced that they're building a pipeline across Canada, which would deliver it to a tanker terminal, and the tanker would come around the Gulf Coast and deliver it by ship. That adds about $3 a barrel to the price of oil. If it's shipped via the Keystone Pipeline, that's much cheaper than hiring a rail car or hiring a tanker, and therefore the gasoline produced from that oil will be cheaper to the customer.
So you have all that, plus Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu looking for a way to win her runoff in Louisiana, and you put it all together, it looks like Canada is finally going to get its pipeline.
It makes too much sense as long as Canada continues to produce oil from its tar sands.
And those who don't like the idea of Canada producing oil from its tar sands are just going to have to take that up with our neighbor to the north.